You're listening to a message brought to you by Christian Life Church Hereford. If you would like to find out more about us, go to www.clch.cc.
I'm not going to speak for long, but that really fitted in with what I wanted to, what we want to say. I don't know if Andrew's going to say anything, but anyway. It was supposed to be a joint thing, but anyway. But it comes out of something that we've been praying about together for us as a church. And we have been started a devotion together, written by Bill Johnson as well. And it is that same thing about changing your mindset. We believe that God has more for us at Ross, and more for us as individuals, and is actually calling us to take up more. And so we are going over the coming weeks to look at Hebrews 11 and the heroes of faith. And, you know, when we think about last week that God is going to make us fishers of men, we need faith for that. There are circumstances through our lives, we need faith, and it's not for the sake of having faith. It's for the sake of going. God doesn't get us to sit in the heavenly realms with him to sit, actually. You know, that's where the position we go from. That's the position we stay in whilst we go. There's a mystery. But it's not so we can just relax and think, I'm now seated in heavenly places. It's so that we can take up all that means and go forward. So we believe that God is asking us to grow our faith and to take up all that through Jesus is available to us. All that can happen if we have faith for on earth as it is in heaven, which Jesus taught us to pray. I've got a few versions of 11:1, Hebrews 11:1. Faith shows the reality of what we hope for. It is the evidence of things we cannot see. The fundamental fact of existence is this, that this trust in God, this faith, is the firm foundation under everything that makes life worth living. It is our handle on what we can't see. The act of faith is what distinguished our ancestors, set them above the crowd. Faith is the confidence that what we hope for will actually happen. It gives us assurance about the things we cannot see. Now, faith brings our hope into reality and becomes the foundation needed to acquire the things we long for. It is all the evidence required to prove what is still unseen. And the Amplified is fantastic. Now, faith is the insurance, the title deed, the confirmation of things hoped for, divinely guaranteed, and the evidence of things not seen, the conviction of their reality. Faith comprehends as fact what cannot be experienced by the physical senses. I would really urge you to go, and because there's loads, I could have just sat with Hebrews 1 and put different versions up, because each one adds an extra dimension. But I just love that title deed confirmation for things that are divinely guaranteed. I mean, God is just amazing, isn't he? It's funny that Hebrews 11 comes, surprisingly, becomes between Hebrews 10 and Hebrews 12. Hebrews 10 talks about Christ's sacrifice and all about persevering, and Hebrews 12 is about God's training, proving his love. And in the middle of that is this amazing chapter on faith. And the chapter on faith comes on after talking about Christ's sacrifice. And our faith needs to rest on and be built on, be rooted in Jesus' sacrifice and all that means. All it achieved, all that we are because he died and seated us in heavenly places. You know, they didn't have it in chapters when it was in the Bible. Paul wrote about Christ's sacrifice, and then he wrote about having faith. because the two are intrinsically linked. And we have to understand all that Christ's death and resurrection achieved for our and all that it now gives us access to. And then the more we understand that, the more our faith grows and builds and understands. So we need to understand that God is good for faith. And it's interesting, the people, I don't want to go too much in everyone else's preach, but the people in the chapter, often called heroes of faith, are remembered for their faith in circumstances, as we'll see. But they were not always acting as they should. They made mistakes and even repeated them when they hadn't learned the lesson. They lied, they murdered, they sinned, they ran away. They were insignificant or worse, badly thought of, outcasts of society. But that wasn't what was highlighted. What is highlighted in Hebrews 11 is their faith in particular circumstances. Did they live in that state of amazing faith all the time? No, I don't think so. They tried often to work out what they will have faith for themselves. You know, well, I think that, you know, God said it so I can hold on to it, but, you know, I do it this way. I mean, I'm really good at that. You know, just believing God for something, but sort of trying to work it out instead of just seeing what the way he goes. But in those moments that mattered, they chose to believe in something bigger, something that was more than their skill set, more than their weaknesses, or even more than their strengths. They believed in something that was totally beyond what they could do or achieved. They believed in the mystery. In their by faith moments, they chose to comprehend as fact what they had not yet experienced in the physical senses. Did they regret what they had done in the past? I think they probably did. But they chose to look to God, all they knew of him, all they had experienced of him, and say, yes, I'm going to trust that it's beyond me. It's above me. It's above my past. It's above my mistakes. And I'm going to trust in this God who has said it. And so it is going to come to pass. And I don't know about you, but we often remember, I remember the things I've done wrong and let it limit. Well, I remember things I've done wrong as well. Might remember those. I'm working on that bit. And we let it limit and diminish or kill even our faith because we ponder and meditate on what we have done wrong. And so it gradually diminishes the truth of God's saying, come with confidence before me. You only need to be sprinkled with the blood. You are seated here. I am a good father.